Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're jumping into the longboat of history, embarking on a voyage to discover whether the infamous Vikings were civilized craftsmen of culture or just the ruthless barbarians of legend. Prepare for an epic journey that might just change your perspective on these Scandinavian adventurers. Fill your horns with mead, or, you know, a warm cup of coffee, and let's set sail. The year is 793 AD. The serene island of Lindisfarne is shattered by the chilling sea winds and the thunderous arrival of Viking raiders. This momentous event catalyzed the Viking Age, where Norsemen became synonymous with harrowing raids and pirate eventful nights. But let me tell you, the Viking raid on Lindisfarne is merely the tip of the iceberg. Vikings were not singular in their approach. They were traders with a penchant for exploration, settlers with an eye for fertile lands, and shapers of nations in their own right. They weren't just wielding axes. They were wielding influence, heavily impacting England with more than just brute force. They handed down words that are entrenched in the English tongue berserk, mire. And yes, the very names of the weekdays, Thursday and Friday, named after their gods Thor and Frigg, their legacy in England runs deeper than vocabulary. Strategic settlements, sophisticated trade routes, and new legal concepts all sprouted from their time in English soil. These Norse visitors weren't content with mere raiding. They grabbed their chance at immortality by literally reshaping the nation's landscapes and seascapes with towns and trading posts that would endure for centuries. As we row deeper into their society, we discover a world of complexity with a clear social structure. We had the Jarls, the influential aristocracy, the Carls, free citizens who lived as farmers and tradespeople, and the thralls who served as bound servants yet had avenues for manumission in certain contexts. This was a societal setup echoing civilized organization, not barbaric chaos. They had things too, which were assemblies that allowed free Vikings to have a say in governance. This wasn't just a war council IT represented an early form of participatory governance. All right, let's take our warhammers to some persistent myths. Vikings, horned helmets. Nope, that's a modern invention. Our Nordic friends were much neater than we give them credit for. Personal grooming tools are recurrent findings in Viking graves, and as for unbridled savagery, remember that Viking society had rules, rigid laws, and thriving artistic expressions found in their sagas and runic carvings. Were they fierce warriors? Certainly, but within these warriors lay astronomers and navigators, daring enough to traverse the Atlantic to North America. Let that sink in for a moment. Their ships were marvels of the era, sleek, fast and versatile enough to glide over open oceans and navigate the shallowest of rivers. So what's the truth behind their reputation as ferocious, mindless barbarians? The evidence suggests otherwise. While their raids could be brutal, their society was nuanced, a complex tapestry of roles and rules. Evidence from recent archaeological finds and genetic data points to a melting pot of cultural influences and demographic shifts. Not only did the Vikings assimilate and adapt, they also significantly contributed to the gene pool and expertise of the regions they touched, leaving behind a legacy of dynamic richness. Yes, they were farmers, lawmakers, poets, and yes, even artists. Ever marvel at the intricate designs on Viking jewelry or runestones? These were people who wove their stories into every artifact they left behind. Before we hoist the sails of our minds back to the present, let's talk about the enduring influence of the Norse language window and husband are just a couple more common words we owe to them. The reverberations of their society are still felt today, not only through these words, but also through the enduring legacy of their legal, cultural, and navigational innovations. And there we have it, folks. As we dock back in the modern world, it's clear that the Vikings were far from the simple barbarians history once painted them to be. They were artists of the sea, poets of the axe, and architects of a society far ahead of its time in many respects. They gifted us with tales of gods, legacies of conquest, and cultural nuances that continue to shape our lives. I hope this voyage has dispelled some myths and unveiled just how entwined we are with the Viking legacy. If you loved this armchair adventure through the sagas of the past, then smash that like button, sail over to subscribe, and share your thoughts in the comments below. Until next time, keep your curiosity alight. Take care and a hearty Viking farewell, or as they would say, farvel.